Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
Use your words, Joel. Use your words.
Words.
All right.
How's everybody doing? We're all here, present accounted for, extra guests within the room. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Way back Wednesday, songs of the year 2007. Why? I have no idea.
Because he decided at 12:05 that that's what it was going to be.
I passed him in the hallway coming in from the car. I said, Nick, we don't... He goes, oh, yeah, I just said it to you. Songs in year 2007. I go, that's it? He goes, yeah. I go, okay.
Hey, this is what you get. How long did it take for us to debate that? 0 seconds.
I like it. I'm glad.
Done. You know, in and out.
You made a decision. You made a decision, and we went with it, and I'm okay with that.
And I might have cheated a little bit, but look, it's okay. You guys cheated. You guys could admit that y'all cheated a few times, so me cheating this one time is okay.
Tell the people why you picked what you picked.
Look, man, if I'm going to be the one picking, it's going to go 1 year behind every week. So next week, if I have to pick, guess what? It's going to be songs from 2006. The following week, 05, 04,
but we 03. Didn't do 08 first.
Yeah, why did you?
Because I wasn't sure if we did or not, because I feel like we did.
No, we did not. No,
I don't think we had.
How do you remember? How would you remember?
Oh, Joel? I have a list.
Yeah, you.
You have you yes. document that stuff yes. on the Googles?
He's got a spreadsheet. Yeah,
I have
on
a
the Google
spreadsheet
Docs, but
in
he
my mind.
Learn how and it is mine.
Yes. And I review
it's called
it periodically.
His cloud.
That's correct.
I really wish Notorious B.I.G.'s birthday fell today as opposed to yesterday.
Yeah, and yeah. then we could have just done all
because then it would have been a given. And good music.
24 Notorious B.I.G.
So
songs? Little much.
I'm all about it.
Would've little
been,
much.
I'd have been perfectly fine with that.
Could you come up with 24 good,
even if you
recognizable?
It's B.I.G.
Well,
now
collaboration.
I was going to say, it would have to include songs like the one when he did with 112 or whatever. So that you could make happen.
Yeah. Okay. Tupac, Bone Thugs and Harmony, he's done songs. I mean, he's done songs with everybody.
Yes.
So
this is true. So 2007 is our theme. Who's
Which was
got
a good
the first
year.
Who's got the first
well, because I submitted mine first.
Yeah, you submitted it with the idea,
yes,
which
you
was
sure did.
Chicken bleep, yep. but
I will go first.
Okay. So you've got the first hour. Who's got the second hour? Me, since I was second with the list?
Yes.
Yeah. And Joel was the laziest, so he'll go last.
I'm the laziest. I didn't know that. I'm typing out my list, and Barry submits his, and there's four of my songs on his list. And I'm like, well, let's just start over again. All for your joy.
Good times.
And pleasure. Nick cackling in there.
Look, it was the first time. I was like, they always like pick their songs, never confirm the theme, and then I get an email. Oh, here's my list. So for once, you guys get a taste of your own medicine.
We never confirm.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Don't even lie, Barry. You're the guiltiest of all three of us.
Then I'm with you.
In terms of confirming
it. Then I'm with you. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm with you.
You weren't when it was us, but now that it's me, it's you're with him.
Yep.
Okay. I see how this goes. Yeah. Listen, every time that I've turned my list in early, we have decided on a theme. How would I just randomly make something up? That's not how that works.
I kind of like this idea of me doing picking the theme.
Me too.
Because I'll just
me
email
too.
You
because
guys.
All that
if
crap you talked
it,
yesterday about contributing to the show, it's about time.
If you could do it in a reasonable time frame, though, like the night before would help.
That was the
He's
plan.
He's out gallivanting around with whores. He doesn't have time to make right. lists.
While we're doing old people things like Wheel of Fortune and Astros games and stuff, yes. you're out
gallivanting,
running through the streets. But that's why you can't pick a Way Back Wednesday theme.
Well, at least we got it done. 2007, good year. It's not like it's 1984.
And I'm not going to pick on anyone's list today. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm not going to make fun of your songs, Joel.
You can, because I was like, good Lord, what am I doing?
You should have just went all R. Kelly.
No, that really
that was actually
been bad.
A decent year for R. Kelly.
That would have been really bad.
He had a decent year in 2007.
He had a few songs on the Billboard. Yeah,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, didn't do that.
Okay.
No. So what was the night like last night, fellas? Anything exciting happen?
No, not at all. I shoveled rocks.
Okay.
And went Mimi's at about 8:30 or 9.
Jeez. Good yeah, for you.
Climbed up in bed and called it a night. You know, sometimes when you stay up the night before till 3 in the morning saving grease.
Did you record?
Wears a man out a little bit.
Did you record Wheel?
No, I didn't. I missed Wheel yesterday. I did get to watch most of the Astros game. And none of the basketball game.
I was back and forth watching both.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm telling you what, and it got rave reviews. But Nolan Ryan, and they had Biggio in the booth last night with Blummer and TK.
Saw that.
And then they had Nolan. Nolan Missed was it. Fantastic because any question they fired off of him, he didn't hold back. I like this new theme where everybody's just saying it like it is. You know, they're kind of, it's the Charles Barkley kind of thing or the Magic Johnson interview kind of thing where everybody's just not sugarcoating it anymore.
Yeah.
And he was great about talking about just, you know, his honesty about if he would have used analytics, and he said he really would have because he would have liked any kind of
edge.
He talked about the bow tie, and everybody's like, at first they're like, what's he talking about? And evidently, because Todd Callis was telling the story that, Terry Francona told the story last year that when he was a player, mm-hmm. he had a couple games where he had some hits off of Nolan, and he was in the weight room the next day, and Nolan walked through and made some kind of comment about, I'll have to get you a bow tie. And Terry didn't know what it was. And that's Nolan's way of saying, if you throw a pitch between the chin and your sternum, right where a bow tie would be, he goes, I never got a hit off of him again because I was terrified because he was throwing inside. So nice. His stories were great.
And I would imagine.
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool to have him in the booth.
It doesn't surprise me that Nolan Ryan would have good baseball stories.
And the accent so perfect.
Yeah.
He's just so Houston.
Yeah, that's a really great way to put it. He's very Houston. Very Texas
yeah.
in general. Who do you like better, though? I didn't like Biggio all that much just because he's kinda, a little more...
He's more...
Straight-laced.
Commercialized.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Bagwell. Bagwell's
love
stories
Baggy
are outstanding.
I agree with that.
So who do you like more? Because I missed Ryan in the booth. Who do you prefer? Which, if you could pick a once-a-month guest, who would it be?
I think Baggy.
You'll go Baggy?
I wish Baggy was on more simply okay. because he kind of gets the TV thing a little bit. So he knows... Because a lot of times Nolan's answers were just short and to the point. And it wasn't like he would stories, elaborate a yeah. little bit. But I think Baggy gets it, and I think he enjoys doing it. And the fact that you hear in everything that he says, he's glued to this team every pitch, every night, yeah. and he knows everything about them. I love that. And he's a little bit more modern.
Now, you said you wish he had him on more often. I feel like that would spoil. That would ruin it. I think it's one of those things where you'll hear the phrase, leave him wanting more. If you uh-huh. had him on too much, you would get used to it, and you would probably start to take it for granted, or it would get old. But because he's on once a month, the stories don't get old, they don't get repetitive, and you can still sit back and enjoy it.
I like, instead of once a month, I would do like every Saturday game.
Ooh, that's too much.
I like it.
No.
I think people would tune in and look forward to that.
I don't know. I feel like spreading it out and you know, like I said, if you can... not oversaturate it with something that good. Because that's the problem. We get stuff that's good in our lives, no matter what it is, and then we become oversaturated with it. I don't want to ruin Jeff Bagwell in the booth.
Okay.
And I feel like doing it too much might, but hey, you know what? If you told me twice a month or something like that, I could deal with that.
Very apropos that Nolan's in the booth.
So it'd be 12 times.
Verlander's throwing a no-no.
Right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That was neat, too. So, yeah, lots of cool stories, even about J.R. Richard.
And oh man, I used to love
that was my
J.R.
favorite
Richard.
Pitcher.
Yep. I used to love me some J.R. Richard, and sad story about him. But yep, another good win for the Astros too.
And I was telling Nick before the show, the numbers You know, I always harp on, and it's not a negative, but I always say somehow, some way, as good as Verlander is, he always finds a way to give up a home run.
Yeah.
No hitter's broken up by a home run. And then they go with the stats and they go, in his last 10 starts, he's given up 9 earned runs and they're all on solo homers.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
And he's so good.
8 innings, 1 earned run, 1 walk.
Yeah.
1 hit. He gave up a walk and a hit.
We have 12 strikeouts?
Yeah. And the one hit was a home run. So his whip was outstanding. His OPS allowed, or his, I should say, his slugging, not as good necessarily. But, yeah, great outing by him, as you would expect.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're beating up on a team they're supposed to beat up on, for real.
They are, but at the same time, TK should get that Matt Thomas jinx heat a little bit, too. Lately, every time he mentioned something, I kind of cringe going, uh-oh. Last night, Abreu came to the plate, and he's like, you know, here's a guy that's had success against JV. He's hitting about 366. He's got 4 bombs. He's really had some pow, next pitch.
Well, I was going to tell you, too, and the people going into the series, that keep an eye on Abreu, because that might be a guy that is on the market. And
you mentioned him before.
Would fill in as a DH quite well on a team that, if they find themselves needing to make a move, that might be a guy you could possibly see later on in an Astros uniform. So keep an eye on him, but that's about it. The rest of those guys are young guys that are going to be around in the White Sox organization for a while, especially Moncada. He was a guy highly touted for several years now. So he's up and not doing great, not hitting as well as expected. But, you know, he just needs more seasoning. That whole team does. They're a young team, and they're building. I mean, that's what they're still doing right now. They're building. In fact, I think 21-26 is probably pretty good for them right now.
Yeah.
So
I mean, look, Diaz back in the lineup, which was a great sign, and got a couple of knocks.
Did it surprise you, though, that after the night after getting a home run and getting off the schneid, Tyler White is sitting?
Not really.
And I realize with Diaz back, he's going to play second base, but you had Kemp in left field. You certainly could have played Brantley in left field and DH Tyler White again to give him some more at-bats. That surprised me a little bit that maybe the young man was going to start getting hot and you sit him the next day.
Well, he can get hot just sitting there. But
that was not nice.
I'm like, look, maybe you know he can revel in his success and look forward to his next at-bat. But I wasn't sure. But you know me. I wasn't disappointed he wasn't in the lineup.
I know you wouldn't.
Night.
But I mean, you think about that, though. When you got a guy that's been struggling, he finally goes yard at home, feeling good, and then you sit him the next day.
But I'm with what you said. Look, I'm not going to pick at two positions. I'm going to leave Yuli where he belongs and just get a regular infielder at second. And then, you know, like you said, you could have done...
Look, you could play Yuli at third. I'm fine with that because that was his natural position. He learned first base.
He can pick it.
Not second, though. No, let's not do that anymore.
Right. I'm done with Yuli at second after the fly ball.
Hey, you know what I'm not done with? Getting cash back in my pocket from GetUpside. I'm not done with that. I love it. Every day I use it. I used it yesterday when I filled it up on the way home from work. And you should use it because what GetUpside does is it gets you cash back on the stuff you are already spending money on. You're going to put gas in your car? You could be getting cash back when you do that through GetUpside. Completely free to download. Go ahead and get it right now on your phone, either one, iPhone or Android. Totally free. Download it, put it on there, and put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That is going to get you extra savings or extra cash back, I should say, on your first fill-up. Guys, there are so many of you out there that will message me, hey, is it really worth it? What's the catch? There is no catch. There is no gimmick. There is no... It's just you getting the app for free and getting cash back on stuff you're already spending money on. Like I said, when the fill-ups, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon when you fill up your car at over 500 gas stations. You can get up to 35% cash back on food when you eat out and you do it through the GetUpside app. And they've got over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can do that at. It's so convenient because you just pull up the map, whatever's in your area, it's going to show you those cashback offers. You go there, you claim the offer, pay with a debit card, upload your receipt. You're doing all of that except taking a picture of your receipt anyways. Well, why would you leave money at the pump? Why would you leave money at the table? Download this app right now. Do yourself a favor. And I promise you, you're going to enjoy using this and getting money back. And hey, you take your wife to Cyclone and I's and get her some Mexican food. She doesn't have to know you're getting some cash back. That's she money. That's money she doesn't have to know about. You keep that in your GetUpside account and use it when you want to use it. Go ahead and download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Wayback Wednesday. Songs from the year 2007. If you didn't know why, we covered it. Go back and listen.
What song was that you just played?
That's a great question.
That was the iPhone X song.
Yeah, I thought we were...
That was created in 2007?
I'm working with Brandon here, okay? I have a
good
excuse. That
was from 2007?
Was that a 2007
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When we look it up and you're wrong...
The iPhone 10 song?
You're disqualified.
Was it really?
Okay, I'm disqualified.
You forgot,
but
look, huh?
But here's the deal. I was working with Brandon. That's what I just admitted.
I don't know if we need a deal. You're disqualified.
I feel like you forgot to play the Wayback Wednesday list.
I feel like I just said that at the beginning
of
this
segment.
Did you play
it going out of the last segment?
No.
What?
No.
So you totally forgot.
No, you had to read in the last segment.
You haven't played a Wayback Wednesday song yet.
No, I have. Okay. The first one.
I don't feel like you have, but okay.
Here it is. I'll list it for you right now. Hold on.
Nope.
It's too
late. The moment is gone.
Wait for it.
The moment is gone. No one cares.
No. Stronger. Kanye West.
No. Okay. Somebody said Lance Berkman has the best personality for the job of being in the booth.
Yeah.
I mean, Berkman's funny.
He can be, yeah.
I didn't think Baggy would be that good at it. I didn't think Jeff Bagwell. He's never struck me as the kind of guy that's been funny or entertaining, but he's actually, I mean, when you compare it, it's like anything. He's gotten better the more reps he gets, because that's what it's about, especially in this. You do anything in the entertainment field, reps is really important, because when you first start, you're going to suck at it, most likely. Very few people are just a natural at doing it. You still have things you can get mechanically better at, even if you are a natural in front of the screen or a microphone or whatever. So he's gotten a lot better, because at first I wasn't really into it, I'll be honest.
Okay.
But I think Bagwell has gotten a lot better at doing it. So
yeah, and I like the fact, again, that he doesn't hold back. I mean, he tells it like it is, and if there's like inside stuff from, you know, whether it's a certain pitcher or a certain philosophy or something that happened in the clubhouse, those are the kind of stories that keep people compelled even when the game might not be compelling.
Yeah.
And I like that. So yeah, I'm all for more Baggy. And if they want to do a rotation, so like you said, so they keep it fresh, I mean, I'm fine with bringing in some other guys, because look, there's some guys out there, they might not have been the best players, but because of their personality, I think they would offer a lot if you put them on the broadcast. You know, I think like guys like Billy Spiers was kind of a good old boy type, but Billy Spiers played with a lot of teams, but he was a punter on the Clemson football team.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. He was a baseball player. And yeah, and he, so I things like that where you can get guys that can bring something to the table that give people stories. I like that.
So. Somebody wanted to know, it's one of those weird ass, as this is probably Brother Bear sending this question, because he'll send us some of the weirdest damn questions ever.
He will.
And never mind. I'm going to get, where do you rank Justin Verlander on the all-time pitcher list? Well, he's not done yet.
Right.
First of all. And I'm guessing you brought that up because he's going to, if he didn't already, he's going to catch Cy Young in strikeouts and in probably a half or more of the innings that it took Cy Young to do it. I mean, he's certainly up there. He had his struggles, though, for a while before he got to Houston. He was looking like he was on a downslope, and Houston may have saved his career a little bit. Who knows? Because in Detroit, he could have been suffering and flailing about. I think he's going to be mentioned, whether it's an honorable mention or top 20 or top 10. I mean, it's all so subjective, but I would certainly list him among the top 20 to 25 pitchers of all time when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think, like you said, he's also in that kind of next generation era where you're not going to see the 300 game winners anymore because guys just, you know, they nurse a lot more in terms of when they bring players up and you know, how many starts they get. We talked about this, the Strasburg and Jabba Chamberlains of the world and all those guys. When you're a young, hot pitcher that has a really big arm, they're probably going to be hypersensitive to how many innings they pitch you. So you're probably not going to see the numbers of what were milestones to get in the Hall of Fame in years past. Mm-hmm. But look, the fact that he continues doing what he's doing and he's playing with a really good team now, so he's going to have more offensive support. Because you go back, was it a year ago, when he was pitching his ass off, but he couldn't get more than a run or two a game. And he lost some tight games, or he'd leave a game and they'd blow it late.
Yep.
And you're like, oh my God. I mean, those all could stack up for more wins for him. But at the end of the day, he's just so dominant. I could see that being pretty accurate. You know, at the end of the day, he could be a top 25 pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's about the ballpark.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see that. By the way, while you guys were just kicking it last night, I felt like I was taken through the ringer on this air conditioning thing.
Oh, you think?
Dude comes to my house, and you know I'm in trouble because the first thing he says, is there a place we could sit down? I'm like, oh, no. And just, even though I've got a home warranty, they're only going to offer so much. Or, and they're telling you, hey, you get all the parts and the labor for the actual replacement of the coil. However, when replacing the coil, we're going to have to detach ducts and take the old box out, do these things. So those are non-covers. I go, how much is a non-cover? He goes, between $900 and $1,600 bucks. I go, well, how do you determine if it's 9 or 16? He goes, oh, I'm not a technician. I don't know that. I go, well, you better find out. Because I'd like to know what, there has to be some criteria. Dude, they're an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
I finally had to like negotiate the hell out of the deal. They said, we'll be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Okay, they showed up at 9:30 this morning. They were going to call me before they got there. They did not.
Sure.
But I'm good with that. I put the dogs outside. I let the dude in the attic. He's getting going. Barely knows English. Came down to ask me one question. Came back up. Also, I don't hear anything. I go upstairs in the attic. No. I go look out in the front. Truck's gone. But there's a big ass box sitting on my front porch. And I'm going, so is he coming back? My front door's still open. So I call the company. They go, they're befuddled. They're like, well, where is he? I go, he's your guy. I don't know.
He's not their guy. He's a contractor.
No, he's their guy. He's driving their truck. He's got everything. It's not like he brought his own truck or anything.
Well, so even like dish installers will have their own dish truck, but they're contractors.
This is a big box truck, too, with the advertising all over and everything like that. So then he goes, I'll have to call you back. We're going to try and get in touch with him. Yeah, please do. Calls me back. Hey, so we found out. Yeah, we're sorry. He was supposed to talk to you. His tools got stolen last night out of the truck. So he went to Home Depot to buy some more. Right now? Like, he couldn't have gotten the tools before he showed up an hour and a half late? No, he's going now. And he took an hour. He got back. And he basically was like, my mistake. I'm like, okay, I was sitting right there. You could just talk to me. He's still there. It was supposed to take 2 hours. I had to leave. Lisa's home. But I'm like, he's still going.
So what did you end up negotiating for a rate?
So I got, and the cool thing was, because we know people, you and I both do. Uh-huh. And so I was like under the table, I was texting and giving what they were giving me and ended up getting a great, a deal I can feel very good about.
Okay.
But essentially they had to replace the coils and the box and everything that goes
the outside
with,
unit.
No, up in the attic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, it was, and it's the smallest of the unit because it's just for the master bedroom.
Sure.
So I wasn't going to go overboard replacing stuff anyway. But yeah, they did the whole thing, and they gave me an allowance from the warranty company and everything like that. But they had to replace the coils and the box that it, and everything that comes in with.
Okay, so you won't tell us how what kind of deal you got.
It was supposed to be really because I'm not happy about it. It was supposed to be.
I don't know why he's being so serious. Like,
the first number they quoted me.
It's fine. If you don't want to say it, I get it. But that's so weird. That's the difference between you and me.
I'd come in,
I'd be like,
me.
I paid $2,500 for this stupid ass AC. I would come in and just be like ripping it. I wouldn't.
The first number they quoted me was 35 and change, 3,500 and change. And I was just beside myself. And the more I grilled this guy and kept asking questions, and then I realized there were areas where we could negotiate. Yeah. I got it down to 2,600.
Yeah.
And I got the top of the line train unit instead of for the price of a carrier unit and was and I got 2 years all-inclusive warranty. And
see, what's crazy though is you've got a home warranty, and they don't tell you about the fine print of the home warranties. And I tell you, man, it's like almost anything. At first, you think, I need this home warranty. I need this extended warranty for my car. And then you get it, and then you're like, what am I really paying for here? So if it were me and I were you, I would call and cancel my home warranty and be like, send me a refund for the difference, because you guys suck. You didn't save me anything.
Believe me, it's on my list to call.
Your service call was garbage.
Because like Lisa said too, she said, none of us will ever read the fine print. No. Right?
Lisa needs to do an expose on Channel 11 about home warranties.
Which she could do. Yeah, she very well could do.
Because, bunch of crap.
Yeah, you sign up, and of course, it's for the small things that it comes in handy. Like, you just pay the service charge, and they come out, and they fix something electrical, fix your dishwasher, or something like that.
Yeah.
But when it's something like this, they're like, oh, yeah, we didn't sign up for that. And I'm like, oh, man, made me mad.
Yep. You know, Joel's the guy, and I'm not making fun of him, is the guy that really elongates the negotiation to get the price.
Just to like, wear
he's
you
really
down.
Patient about
it. You would be an excellent car seller.
I bet you went at him, Nick? You know why I went at him?
I'm not mad at him.
But you know why I did?
Why?
Because he said he listens to 610 in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The
okay. Then you should have paid him a penny. You should have
easily outsmarted him, because he's apparently a dumbass.
And he's a Colts fan. So it was like a double negative.
You should have given him one of my checks. It would have bounced like a.
See?
Here, I got Rockets checking. It bounces like a basketball.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I said, excuse me, I'll be right back. I had to use the restroom. I'm calling Lisa's dad. I'm calling another company. He's going, if I don't do this,
I got to go poop. I'll be right back.
How much can I save money?
And how much is this supposed to cost? I could do that. I would do it in front of him. I'd be like, really? Because my dad's in the AC business. Let me call him and verify that. Yeah. I would do it, totally do it in front of him.
It was like Shark Tank meets the boardroom. I was drilling this guy because I was just not happy.
Home warranties are garbage.
But after the second night of no AC in the
you pay anything.
I'm doing it. It's got to get done before tonight. So, yeah, there you have that. So that was my night.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Half hour done. 2.5 to go. It's still much more of the big show coming. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just rolling through hour number one, 3 hour show, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be in the big city. On a way back Wednesday.
Great song here.
With songs that may or may not be from the year 2007.
Great song.
Depending on
you being facetious? Because this is a fantastic song.
No, it's a good. It's excellent. I said I wasn't going to dog y'all's list anymore. It's a great
You're
song.
You're dogging
choice.
My. You opened the segment dogging my list.
No, this is so good. I dogged you not playing them because you forgot. Like
I didn't
a dumbass.
Forget.
I didn't
you
dog
weren't paying
your list.
Attention either.
No, I didn't dog your list. I'm like,
so I missed a song or two. It's whatever. Look.
Or half hour.
You act like it's way back Wednesday or something.
Like you act like we've only been doing this for 2-something years.
2.5 years.
No, but that was a great song. I think that might be the best song.
I know what you're doing. No, My Chemical Romance is a fantastic band. Ask anybody.
What am I doing?
But is that their most fantastic song?
You're crapping on my list.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Why are you laughing?
I'm not
and
laughing.
And hitting the cough button
why
so no
you
one can hear
I'm
your
laughing?
Laugh.
That's not true.
Well, you are pounding the cough button right now.
Shut up, Joel!
Do either of you know who My Chemical Romance is?
I know My Chemical Romance, but I don't know why you picked that song.
I hit the cough button because I had to sneeze, first of all, let the record reflect.
Lie.
And then it just went away. Second of all, it was a great song. My Chemical Romance, outstanding choice.
It's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
It sounded like a high school anthem.
It kind of did at that part of the song.
Why did you just give up like that? You fought me tooth and nail. And then he says one thing, you're like...
I mean, no, it doesn't. Well, it kind of does. Well, the beginning.
I'll let you debate with you.
I'm struggling with the song myself.
Let's debate with you and just work it out.
Let us know when you're done. We'll get back.
I'm sure people have opinions on My Chemical Romance on this this audience, this fan base
Yeah.
has opinions.
But when they start placing their opinions and votes on who won this week, you're disqualified.
No, I put the list out and look.
But
it
doesn't matter.
I think I have a pretty good list.
You played a song that wasn't on the list during your hour for your list, and a song that was not pre 2009, let alone 2007.
Perhaps.
Therefore, you admitted on the air that you're disqualified.
That's fine.
Okay.
See, what if I put up a Twitter poll right now? Would I lose?
Okay. It's confirmed.
Should I not put up a Twitter poll?
I don't. It's totally
up
to you.
Being a loser that gets a win.
I love all of your song choices, so it's whatever. Hey, I got out of my home warranty when my father-in-law was told they were going to replace his stainless steel $2,500 refrigerator with a basic $600 white refrigerator, unless he wanted to pay the difference. Cancel my policy the next day. I'm telling you, man.
So he would have saved him $600. Then there's no sense in having a warranty at that point.
Because here's where they get you. They're called no covers. So essentially they go, so the parts and equipment are covered, and the actual taking it out and putting the new coil in, that's covered. But when we got to detach the ducts and we got to do some things, those are no covers. I go,
that's so stupid. How are you supposed to get it done?
So if I get a second opinion, are the company B's no cover costs going to be the same as yours? Because and do you do it by the hour, or how do you determine that? Because the bottom line is, you don't know if it's 900 all the way to a 1600, and you don't know why. Is it by the hour? And if you can't tell me that, and you can't tell me what's the criteria for whether it goes up or down, how am I supposed to trust that you're giving me an accurate price for no covers? And that's where he dropped the whole, well, I'm not a technician, I don't know. I said, we better find stuff, call somebody.
By saying, well, we have to replace this box, but everything attached to it isn't covered. Well, then how do you replace the box without doing that? What a stupid ass argument.
I put them in the same category as insurance salesmen. You guys know how I feel about them. They're all devils. All of them are devils. It's like getting health insurance on your dog. It's a waste. I paid for it. I was a dumbass for a year. I'll never do it again.
You got health insurance on your dog?
Yeah. Petco has it, or PetSmart or whatever.
What on earth?
It's like a PetSmart insurance deal.
A lot of people suggest it, but it's like $50
a month.
Racket.
I swear.
Earth.
I guarantee you there's thousands listening that would have paid that for.
He's right.
Guarantee you.
Take it from Dog Lovers R Us at my house.
Now, if there's life insurance that you can take on your dog and you get a check, do you think they'll write you a check if your dog dies?
No.
Joel. You would know.
Life insurance on a dog?
You've had like 10 dogs. You haven't had a single life insurance on any of your dogs.
Dude, with life insurance on people, they last like 60, 70 years before they...
You probably could have got like $2,000 a dog.
Dogs last, if you're lucky, 10 to 12 years.
Every time a dog died, you would have got $2,000, and you just missed out on that opportunity. Just useless.
I'd have been rich.
You insured your dog?
It's not insurance. It's like a health... It's like a...
What it is giving money away. Because when you need them, they're not going to be there. Because, like, so on
it's
the
a
warranty
plan that they offer when you go, he's laughing so hard. Look, so they've never offered to you
without
like,
the cough,
for that for that diarrhea cat of yours, any type of insurance for your cat?
What you I'm doing do right now, I would do to their face. Man, you want me to pay you money to insure my animal?
It's
my
supposed,
cat.
Well, they give you like a list of benefits.
Beer,
like
you
discounts,
know how much
free doctor's
medical
visits,
attention
all that
for dogs is.
Yeah, and it's probably a racket, just like every other.
But it is.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I'm.
Why are you
that's why we
you
don't
guys?
Do it.
That's kind of what
I
we're saying. That's kind of what we're saying.
But I can't believe you would have done it in the first place.
Because when you're a first time dog owner and you don't know and you're educating yourself. You're trying to figure
and
out what's
right.
And you
hear friends tell you a story about my dog did this outside and it cost $850.
Pay the $850 because you're probably going to pay the $850 anyways when it's all said and done with that whack-ass insurance.
You know what? What sold me on it was the free doctor visits because the doctor visits were expensive.
You don't even have good health insurance, but your dog does?
Yeah, I know.
It probably, what kind of logic
actually,
is that?
PetSmart's insurance probably sucked, but it might be
what
better than ours.
You got Obamacare for your dog? First of all, Obarkacare?
Obarkacare.
What?
If you're doing
Bro,
any...
What are you doing? God, you are
if
a
you
sucker.
If you do grooming you or know, any vet work at a PetSmart or a Petco, you're overpaying and not getting the
I'm about to jump through this window and jump kick Barry's fat ass off that damn
Nick
blue
Nick is
track.
Why the circus exists. There's a sucker born every minute. P.T. Barnum literally was looking at Nick's face when he made that face.
Joel, how many times have you paid that?
We have never had pet insurance ever. and we have a house full of animals, and we have never had pet insurance.
You really
You're
thought
a lying
no.
ass.
Ask Lisa.
He won't admit
that
it
is
now.
A fact, and Lisa's parents don't have it. None of their relatives have it. Nope.
Because maybe it covers.
Well, they got my ass for 12 months. Let
what
me
if
tell
it
you.
Covered prosthetic limbs?
That's not
you
nice.
You get the three-legged dog.
I'm going to bring that three-legged dog in here to beat your ass.
Oh, yeah. That would be hard to sweep him.
Okay.
All I got to do is take out one leg. Not even two. Just one. And then
he gets his hackles up. Look out now.
Oh, was he going to stand up like a kangaroo and box me?
You should totally bring that dog in.
Yeah. Is it the back leg or the front leg?
The front.
Oh, you don't want to do that. No, sweep him, his little chin will hit the floor so fast.
You know what? You know how many times a day his chin hits the floor? It's almost like
that's
he's
so
got,
sad. Now I feel bad for making jokes.
No, because not. He tries to keep up with the other dogs, but he's smart enough. He won't walk on the sidewalk. He walks on the grass.
Uh-huh.
So he just goes
mistakes.
Down and he just bounces right back up. That's why I call him. Lisa liked the name Bo. And I called him Bo Bo, and she said, why? I said, because Bo bounces, because he bounces off the ground, and he bounces on
Josh
three legs.
Just stuck to tripod.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. I like the name.
Or Trip.
Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But regardless, yeah, we've never had pet insurance.
You're a lying Damn, ass. You've had 27 dogs. You hadn't had one dog
got
insurance policy.
He's
got, don't believe it.
He's got a three-legged dog that he's never got insurance.
And
that
three-legged
out,
dog
out,
doesn't have
out.
Health
three-legged,
insurance?
And your dumbass had one little raggedy
you cut
ass
the poor
dog.
Things.
Three-legged, one-eyed, tail broken six-time dog.
Your dog is so dumb it falls for fake farts. It doesn't even know what's going on.
My dog does trip when it chases like a tennis ball, it'll like trip itself.
You need to put a helmet on that stupid ass dog.
My dog's got three legs, but your dog needs a helmet.
My dog is dumb. Like, it's pretty dumb.
Yeah, well, we saw in the video. You went, and he went,
I still do.
What?
It didn't do
Look
all that.
Look at a weird ass dog.
It just
it
gets.
Did react. Very funny.
You're yes. Like, I love doing this to my dog. Like, what
it
kind
did
of
not sound like
dog?
That.
And what
You're
kind of, is
a
it
lot,
a schnauzer?
It's a schnauzer, yeah,
oh,
I think.
God.
It is.
Second worst dog on the planet behind.
How do you know what's a
Chihuahuas. What? It goes Chihuahuas and then schnauzers.
Okay.
As far as
you
awful dogs.
You just keep
dogs.
Your pet bobcat on a freaking leash,
my
okay?
Dad, trust me, my dad had a schnauzer. Oh, they were awful.
They
awful.
Just they just bark at the entrance. Like when right when you walk into the house, like they're just barkers for like 3-4 minutes.
Let me tell you something. God. Terriers are right up there. Because they think they can fight everybody, and they Same weigh thing. Like 20 pounds,
yep.
And they bite everybody, everything,
well,
every
my dog doesn't bite. It just
Guess
barks.
What? Guess what my cat does? None of this. So you
Your
guys
cat
can talk
hardly
all that
moves.
Mess. He's 98!
That's right!
But you can talk all that mess about cats you want. I don't have to go through none of this stuff. None of this.
You can't tell your cat to
If
do
I made
anything.
A fart noise, you know what my cat would do? Nothing, because he doesn't care and he's not stupid.
He can't hear or see.
Oh, now he's deaf, but when he could hear, he would do nothing. He wouldn't care. Oh, stupid ass dog.
How are you going to compare a deaf cat to my...
Who farted? What?
How are you going to compare a deaf cat to my dog getting startled by
yeah,
sound?
Same thing.
Which your cat can't experience.
Same thing. He had hearing at one point.
Just don't get, act like you didn't miss. Yeah, he probably jumped you know up in the air for a second.
You know what's funny now is I'll walk in the room and turn the light on, and since he can't hear but he can only see, the light goes on and he goes, ah! Like, he doesn't know what's happened. He just knows that everything just got bright all of a sudden. He doesn't know why.
Why don't you just videotape it and put it on Twitter?
It's
and it
pretty
can
funny.
You can combat the fart noise. You just go watch this, guys. Turn the light off and get the noise out there. Hey, we're rolling through the first hour of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
No ifs, ands about it. In the rain, keep falling. Even when it's got it. Yeah, I'm in this terror.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still rolling through hour number one of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I already talked in the last rows. Look at you sportsy people knowing that we got it going right away with some sports today.
Yeah.
And other things.
So shut up about the non-sports talk.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. We don't want to hear it.
God, I went back to some of like our first shows, and we would be so sportsy sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that when I was here or when Trapp was here?
Both.
Oh, really?
I guess. I don't know. But you and I, you and I were like going like different baseball games each night. And I was like, yeah, I could see what AJ was saying, that we probably didn't need to talk about the Nationals and the Dodgers. But, yeah, you know. Hey, speaking of that, the Nationals were playing the Mets. They're playing them right now in a 3-game series.
Let's break it down. Inning by inning. What'd you think about inning one?
So the big story out of this is Adam Eaton, the outfielder for the Nationals. I just had his name. Hang on. The play for the Yankees, not plays for the Mets. Todd
Frazier.
Frazier. Yep. They were teammates back with the White Sox, and evidently things didn't go so well, but people didn't realize it at the time. So Eaton makes an out at first, and he's going back to play right field, and Frazier's coming off the field, and they start jawing. And then they start getting closer to one another. And then looks like the benches are going to separate. After the game, Frazier says no comment. And Eaton basically says, I noticed that he was not going to even be coming close to me until someone got between us. Then he thought he was going to be tough and charge me. And, you know, all these other things start selling him out. So then Frazier gets involved and says, look, I wasn't going to say anything, but... You know, ask everybody else on our team with the White Sox back in 2016. The whole clubhouse hated him, and there was no one was able to verify it. The media was trying to piece together, like, when did this happen? And people are saying, well, their lockers used to be next to each other, and then all of a sudden, one day we came in as the media, and Eaton's was moved down to the other side of the clubhouse, and they had said that they had had a fight. Well, Ozzie Guillen, I'm not sure if he was the manager, but he was in that clubhouse. He's doing TV for the White Sox now. And Layla Rahimi, who used to be here at AT&T Sportsnet, is now in Chicago. She was hosting the White Sox studio show last night and decided, with all this back and forth, and because obviously it had happened in Chicago to start this stuff off, she asked Ozzie Guillen what he knew about the situation. This is what I was talking about. I like this newfangled way of doing analysis. People aren't holding back anymore. That's what Ozzie said.
We all know that, infamously, Frazier moved his locker. They used to be next to each other. And that was 3 years ago. So at some point, Frazier's locker stays. Eaton's locker moves down the way.
I can say one thing about it. Eaton, nobody like you in a White Sox uniform in the clubhouse. Okay? That's what
I
know.
That's being real.
I just being honest.
That is some real talk. First of all,
who was the guy? That's real.
It was
that's
another real. Ex-player, I believe.
That's being
but
real.
But if you could have seen Layla's face when he said it, she got bug-eyed like she didn't know it was coming. But that's who Ozzie Guillen is. Remember, he went at Paul Gallant when he was the manager of the White Sox and they were playing here?
Oh, he went... It was...
He was doing the press conference, his little pregame press conference, but he was doing it in the dugout. And Paul Gallant asked a question that he didn't like, and he went at him. And Gallant asked him another question, and he went at him again. And he got real fired up. That was a couple years ago.
Did he end the answer with this?
Okay,
because that was my favorite part of the entire audio clip.
I like. He had a very Scarface sound to it. Hey, nobody like you. Okay.
Okay. I can say one thing about it. Eaton, nobody like you in a White Sox uniform in the clubhouse. Okay?
Okay.
It's awesome.
You know, all I have in this world is baseballs and my word. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
I don't do a good Scarface.
When did you find out that the word clubhouse had no B in it either?
Clubhouse?
Clubhouse.
Man, I tell you what, Ozzie Guillen is the guy that's never pulled punches. He has never held back, and he never will, and I like that about him, and sometimes it could be a detriment. It got his ass in trouble as a manager several times, but he's always going to tell you where... You always know where you stand with him, whether you like it or not, and whether he likes it or not, but...
Okay.
It's pretty good.
You did like that, didn't you?
I don't know why, but I did. It's fantastic.
Okay.
That's great. I don't know why. The way he finished his... If I were him, I would finish every answer. Yeah. It'd be hilarious.
I mean,
it might get old after a while, but...
You should try it.
That's good. You should...
Every point you make on this show, you should finish with... Okay.
Clint Capella is the greatest center of all time.
Okay.
You should totally do that.
I like it.
That's good stuff. Pink Valkyrie sent us a picture of her dog.
Okay.
She said, my dog, my dog that passed at Christmas was a Chihuahua rat terrier. And dog was a diva, true queen.
Sorry about your dog, but yeah, little dogs are
sorry
divas.
About your dog, but your dog was an awful breed.
They're divas. No, I'm sure that's how they are.
I'm sure to you she was great, but a Chihuahua rat terrier, the only thing I think that would be worse would be a Chihuahua schnauzer mixed. And then you should just find a new dog.
I thought it was a Chihuahua when I first bought it. So
what?
Yeah, we've told the story. We've said the story.
You thought your schnauzer.
We've had this.
I have not had this discussion.
Can I? Can I remind you that you said you're going to be nice?
Man, he's not going to be nice
about
that.
No, about his list.
Oh,
I'm not going to be nice about anything else. Are you kidding me? He's not going to be nice to me. No. Why am I going to be nice to him?
Not going to be nice to him.
I don't remember this story. That's his go-to when he has nothing else.
You're a fat.
You're
a fat. I'm just saying you're a fat. Yeah. You're a fat.
You thought a schnauzer was a Chihuahua?
It's not how it went down. We've had this discussion.
I don't remember this discussion. We need to have it again. Please explain to me how you bought a schnauzer thinking you were buying a Chihuahua.
I just don't know how we get to this.
Please explain this to me, Nicholas. I want to hear this, and I'm sure that all of the peoples out there. Do we have to go to break? Let's do it on the other side. 2 o'clock hour. Nick is going to explain to us how his dumbass let Ray Charles go pick up a Chihuahua and came back with a schnauzer. Because that's the only way that I can think that this happened is you sent Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles, and you're like, hey, go grab my Chihuahua. And they came back with a schnauzer, and you're like, well, I really can't be upset because I sent a blind guy and he got the wrong dog. Is there a different explanation? Well, we'll hear it at 2.
It really didn't go down like that. You're making it seem.
No, we're gonna find out in the next segment how your dumbass ended up with a schnauzer when you thought you were getting a Chihuahua. This is gonna be amazing. I can't wait.
By the way, I found the audio. I just sent it to you, Nick. When Paul Gallant got Ozzie Guillen mad when we said he didn't hold back,
did it hit him within the OKs?
He hit him with grow the F up, mother effer.
Ooh,
no way.
Nice. Yes. So I sent Nick the audio, so we'll probably get that too. Yeah.
But first, I want to hear the story about how Nick's dumbass ended up with the wrong dog. That's going to happen next.
You can see Nick on Google. Why are Chihuahuas 27 pounds? That wasn't supposed to be the case.
Yeah. Why does my dog speak German?
You did this to
yourself.
It's
supposed to speak Spanish. Why is he speaking German?
Oh, God. 1 hour in the books, 2 hours to go. It's going to get fun in the second hour. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Ends tonight. It ends tonight.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.